We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:30 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Five people in custody after a drive-by shooting in Newton Sunday afternoon. Police located the suspect vehicle and attempted to stop, conduct a traffic stop. Now, the driver led officers on a short chase, came to a stop near the intersection of Lazy Creek Drive and Split Oak Drive. The occupants of the vehicle fled on foot, were all apprehended a short time later. A handgun recovered at the scene. Four juveniles and one adult were taken into custody. No one injured in the shooting. And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An upper-level storm system moving from the Rockies into the Plains has triggered a few scattered showers and thunderstorms across central Kansas, and those will likely continue through about early this afternoon. Today, breezy with a high 84. We may see a shower or thunderstorm this evening, our low 68, windy and much warmer tomorrow with Tuesday's high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 66 degrees. The season is changing, and it's time for a new hat for fall. Hatman Jacks carries fedoras, driving caps, westerns, and much more. New styles arriving daily. Stop in at Hatman Jacks and get yours today at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jacks, 601 West Douglas. 8:32 now, Steve and Ted. More than 80 people have been arrested after a third night of violence in St. Louis, Illinois. The arrests come after protests following Friday's acquittal of a white former officer, police officer of first-degree murder, in the 2011 shooting death of a black suspect. Nonviolent daytime demonstrations were followed by nights of violent skirmishes between crowds and police. St. Louis Police Chief Larry O'Toole says the damage focused on downtown St. Louis.
Once again, a group of criminals set out to break windows and destroy property. Tonight, those criminals are in jail.
A strengthening Hurricane Maria is headed toward the Irma-battered Caribbean, causing another mass exodus on some islands, with reports of flights out being hard to find. In the U.S., the National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch says Jose is still lurking offshore, threatening to produce rough surf and heavy wind from Long Island to Cape Cod.
We do expect it to remain offshore, but it's a large storm, so its effects could easily reach portions of the coastline and bring hazardous conditions over there over the next couple of days.
The Kansas Department of Labor says the state's unemployment rate rose in August.
It reached 3.9% in August, an increase of 0.2% from July. The unemployment rate in August 2016 was 4.3%. The department said on Friday the increased unemployment was related mostly to manufacturing layoffs and revised government job estimates. Officials say Kansas has lost 9,000 seasonally adjusted non-farm jobs, including 6,300 private sector jobs. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
More on the puzzling sudden health troubles leading to the U.S. reviewing whether to close down its embassy in Havana.
Still no confirmation of what the deal is with a string of mysterious incidents leaving 21 diplomats and family members at the U.S. embassy in Havana with health problems, hearing loss, ear ringing, nausea, some struggling to concentrate and to recall words. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
We have it under evaluation. It's a very serious issue with respect to the harm that certain individuals have suffered. We've brought some of those people home.
Tillerson on CBS has faced the nation. Cuba denies any involvement, but says it's eager to help resolve the matter. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
With more states legalizing marijuana for medical and recreational use, the term green jobs is taking on a whole new meaning.
The green rush is on.
You have entrepreneurs creating everything from vapors to CBD oils to lotions to edibles.
Steve Monis with ChronicJobs.com says the marijuana industry is booming.
There's packaging, there's web design, there's being a bookkeeper, there's distribution, there's security officers.
But I had to ask.
Will they drug test for marijuana? Well, if you're going to be a sample smoker or sampler on the edibles, then maybe perhaps not.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Former U.S. Senator Bob Dole of Kansas has officially been awarded one of the highest civilian honors in the United States. President Donald Trump has signed a bill awarding Dole the Congressional Gold Medal. Dole, who is 94, was honored for his long political career and his Army service in World War II when he was severely injured during combat in Italy.
Kansas Wesleyan University and St. Francis Community Services in Salina are forming a partnership trying to increase the number of social workers in the state.
Leaders of the two organizations announced Friday that they will develop a bachelor's degree program in social work. St. Francis President and CEO Reverend Robert Smith says the new program will give students several chances for field experiences in social work while they complete their degrees. St. Francis will underwrite the initial hiring of a director for the program at Wesleyan. The university plans to pursue accreditation for the program. The Salina Journal reports the accreditation process can take 3 years, but the first students could be accepted by the fall of 2018. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:36, Steve and 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. And last night, we were awarding Emmys.
Yes, honoring television's best. Let's get a wrap-up of the Emmy Awards last night.
Host Stephen Colbert quickly zeroed in on his favorite topic, Donald Trump, and the president's insistence that he drew the largest inaugural crowd ever.
Sean, do you know? This will be the largest audience to witness an Emmys, period.
The audience gasping over ousted White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer's appearance. Alec Baldwin taking an Emmy for impersonating the president on Saturday Night Live, saying this about President Trump's past complaints that he was cheated out of an Emmy hosting the show Celebrity Apprentice.
I suppose I should say, at long last, Mr. President, here is your Emmy.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus keeping up the Trump beat, accepting the TV trophy for Best Comedy Actress, and mentioning the upcoming new season of Veep.
We did have a whole storyline about an impeachment, but we abandoned that because we were worried that someone else might get to it first.
Veep also winning the comedy series category, and the Emmy also going to comedy actor Donald Glover for Atlanta, drama actor Sterling K. Brown for This Is Us, drama actress Elizabeth Moss for The Handmaid's Tale.
And the Emmy goes to The Handmaid's Tale!
The show about a post-U.S. Civil War totalitarian society won 5 awards, including drama series, tying for most Emmy wins on the night with HBO's Big Little Lies.
We are so grateful.
Plus, one of the night's biggest standing ovations not going to a trio of winners, but presenters, Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin, the three actresses all in their 70s, strolling on stage to the theme music of their 1980 hit movie, 9 to 5. Backstage at the Emmys, Jason Athenson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Last night's Emmy Awards, let's go from the small screen to the big screen. It was another scary weekend at the box office.
For a second week in a row, it floats to the top.
Well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
The Stephen King adaptation was number one in North America with an estimated $60 million in ticket sales, easily beating another thriller, Mother, which debuts in third place with $7.5 million in ticket sales. Number two, American Assassin.
Without your boo.
It has now brought in a total of $218.7 million to date, making it the highest grossing September release ever. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Let's take a look at tonight's episode of Dancing with the Stars, which premieres tonight on ABC for the current season. I believe it's season 25, I think, getting underway. There is one story that's a little more inspirational than some of the others.
When Victoria Arlen was 11, she got really, really sick.
Quickly lost the ability to eat, speak, move, and function, and was pretty much written off as a lost cause.
She was in a vegetative state for 4 years. Then one day she woke up, became a gold medal Paralympic swimmer, but still couldn't walk for 5 years. Now tonight,
I'm dancing, and 2 years ago I couldn't even walk.
Even more unbelievable, she still has no feeling in her legs.
I don't even know how to describe it. It's like dancing with your lower half chopped off. Like, there's nothing. Like, I have no idea where my feet are.
She tells me she hopes her story can serve as inspiration to others. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
There you go, Dancing with the Stars starting up tonight. Steve, what's our situation with CBS in the corporate world?
Intercom stations, the Intercom group,
radio
stations are purchasing CBS Radio.
Okay.
And as I understand it, we are not taking on any debt. It is... I don't want to get too technical because I don't know what I'm talking
but,
about.
Yeah, but CBS is going
deal.
To be part of our family our coming up as soon as that all gets business
These
sorted out.
These are CBS-owned radio
Well, we got a little CBS a birthday today.
Okay.
It was 90 years ago on this day, the Columbia Phonograph Broadcasting System which later became CBS, made its on-air debut at a basic network of 16 radio stations.
Wow.
That was 90 years ago today. And CBS radio is still a factor in the modern world. And
sure.
We're going to be part of all that interesting stuff coming up.
You bet.
Yeah. We got a good TV anniversary, too, today. Steve, it was 60 years ago on this night. Episode number one, the series premiere of the popular Western Wagon Train.
Wagon Train.
Did you ever watch Wagon Train?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, Ward Bond was quite a character.
He was a movie actor, and he did it. He was in this TV show.
He did a lot of John Ford movies. He was John Wayne's co-star in a number of movies.
Yep. And of course, this TV show was based on a movie. So.
Yeah.
A John Ford Western.
Right.
Wagon Train. It was a big. It was on the air for 8 years.
Really?
Yeah. It chronicled a wagon train of pioneers heading from Missouri to California.
I loved it. Of course, I loved the Westerns when I was growing up. Gunsmoke, Wagon Train, two of my favorites.
Well, that's when Westerns ruled the
Westerns
TV airwaves.
Yeah, on TV.
By season five of Wagon Train, it was the number one show in America.
Yeah.
Early 60s. And at that point, they did a few of the episodes that season in color.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were trying to push RCA... color TV sets, trying to sell those TV sets. And that was part of the reason that this series went to number one. They did then they did color for a year or two, and then they reverted back to black and white. It's one of the very few TV series that went from black and white to color and then finished in black and white.
Well, you got a wagon train. Every week there's, 8-10 wagons going across the plains. You've got a story in this wagon.
Yeah.
Here's another one over here.
Got little adventures going on.
Something going on all over the place. Right?
So, it's the 19th century version of Love Boat. Yep.
A little bit,
people that are in a situation. They've got a few different storylines going on, and they just, keep going.
Yes, indeed.
Wagon Train made its premiere 60 years ago on this night on NBC.
Ward Bond, favorite flick. Maybe, was it Fort Apache where he was the sergeant major and his son was, the Quiet Man, he's the priest of the Quiet Man.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he did.
A lot of good Ward Bond
everything
movies.
Everything he did, I thought was great. I love it.
He went to high school in Denver.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Grew up in Denver. Ward Bond. All right, and finally,
today
marks the 30th anniversary of a controversial movie from the 1980s.
I think you're terrific, but I'm married.
30 years ago Monday, Michael Douglas and Glenn Close gave married men everywhere ample reason to think twice before stepping out on their spouse. Fatal Attraction opened nationwide, the story of a one-night stand that turned into a nightmare, from the predictable...
I'm pregnant.
...to the psychotic. We'll pass on the rabbit stew. Fatal Attraction was the second highest-grossing film of 1987, sparked a national debate on feminism and infidelity, and, for better or worse, made the phrase Fatal Attraction a permanent part of the language. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
And hey, guys, if you don't like that one, go rent Play Misty for Me with Clint Eastwood.
There's another one where a one-night stand
turns into something very
psycho
wacky.
Event.
Yeah.
Oh, that's always good fodder for a movie.
Sure is.
Yep. There you go. The 30th anniversary of Fatal Attraction is today. There you go. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. I think I might have a fatal attraction for Pizza John's.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a yummy attraction.
Oh, my gosh. You go down to K-15, you stop in at 208 South Baltimore, and you're ready to go. They'll serve you up at Pizza John's in Derby.
All right, 844 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update. WSU warns about a sports advertising scam. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.